This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated three Param Rudra supercomputing systems and a high-performance computing system for weather and climate through video conferencing this evening. The three Param Rudra supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees have been developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. Prime Minister Modi is now addressing the event. We'll go live to listen to the Prime Minister's address.
हमारे वैज्ञानिकों और इंजीनियर्स ने तीन परम रुद्र सुपर कंप्यूटर्स बनाए हैं। ये तीन सुपर कंप्यूटर्स दिल्ली, पुणे और कोलकाता में इंस्टॉल किए गए हैं। आज ही देश के लिए अर्का और अरुणिक दो हाई परफॉर्मेंस कंप्यूटिंग सिस्टम्स का उद्घाटन भी किया गया है। मैं इस अवसर पर देश के वैज्ञानिक समुदाय को, इंजीनियर्स को और सभी देशवासियों को बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं।
Top leaders of various political parties have intensified campaigning for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase of polling in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed BJP booth workers of Haryana through video conferencing. Mr. Modi said the BJP is running a government free of corruption in the state. He highlighted that the youth of the state are getting employment without having to resort to any ill practices. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi hit out at the NDA government over the unemployment issue. Addressing a poll rally at Asand in Karnal district, Mr. Gandhi spoke about the Congress's poll promises for Haryana, including 2,000 rupees per month for women and LPG gas cylinders at 500 rupees if his party is voted to power. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, the final phase of assembly elections is set to be very crucial for all political parties. Polling in the Union Territory in this phase for 40 assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a poll rally at Udhampur district of Jammu. He said terrorism has been decisively defeated and will not be allowed to make a comeback. Mr. Shah promised a terror-free region under the BJP government. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today emphasized the importance of using alternative materials and innovative waste-to-wealth technologies to improve the quality of infrastructure, accelerate construction and reduce project costs. Speaking at the International Seminar on Advances in Bridges, he highlighted the role of a digital management system in expediting project clearances. President Draupadi Murmu today praised the bravery and dedication of soldiers who are protecting the nation under the harshest climatic conditions. Speaking at the Siachen base camp in Ladakh, the president also expressed deep gratitude to the families of the soldiers serving in such extreme environments. In Lebanon, over 600 people have been killed since Monday in Israeli airstrikes across the country on strongholds of armed group Hezbollah. In retaliation, Hezbollah launched rocket attacks on Israel. Meanwhile, the Indian Embassy in Beirut has advised against travelling to Lebanon till further notice and urged Indian nationals to leave the country due to the escalating conflict in the region. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth advanced to the men's singles quarterfinal of Macau Open today. Srikanth defeated compatriot Ayush Shetty 21-13-21-18 in the pre-quarterfinal. In women's doubles, India's third seed pair of Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly also sailed into the last eight after defeating Taiwanese duo of Lin Chi Chun and Teng Chun Sun 22-20-21-11 in a round of 16 match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.